What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the only podcast to shoot down three enemy planes in the last 40 years. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you, Terry?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Andy, you may have picked up my opening salvo there. Are you going to be oblique reference to the fact that we'll be covering one of the greatest sequels ever, in my opinion anyway, as part of our sequel series, Top Gun Maverick. Of course, that was Pete Mitchell was the only man to shoot down three enemy planes in the last 40 years.
Of course, I know that. But everyone listening knows that.
Everybody knows who Pete Mitchell
it's
is, right?
Knowledge,
yeah.
PM.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
How have you been?
I'm all right.
I'm picking up something.
Tell you, it's been a bit of a testing week, if I may. First of all, can we just comment on where we're at here? Huh?
This is great.
The studio. If you're listening at home, you're missing out. If we make it available on video. Again, I'm utilizing my office space. Oh, you know, I put this whole thing together, Terry. I ordered this all off IKEA. I put that bookshelf together yesterday.
How satisfying is it putting the IKEA stuff together when you have peace?
When I have peace, yes, yeah. Very much so. And the fact that it's during work hours, I'm like, I can take as long as I need here.
Working.
Yeah. And everyone came by at the end like, wow, that looks great. I'm like, yeah.
Thank you.
And in reality, I could have done it in half the time. But
they don't need to
know
that.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
So anyway, Monday, I had to take Myla for a hearing test in the Beacon. All right. 9 a.m.
So here?
Yeah, across the road.
Yeah.
So I had to get everyone up at 6 because literally the day before I was like,
is that what you were like?
Son of a bitch. Yeah, I was ready to pop. All right. I was like, yeah, we leave at 8 and then we get there for 9. And I was like, oh no, like rush hour traffic. Of course, I take this trip every day at this time. So we had to leave a bit early. It was going grand. And then Myla puked all over herself on the way. Was crying. I had to bring her up here to get her changed. Everyone was like, oh my God.
Baby
in the office.
Baby or a dog.
Yeah. The reaction. I mean, the reaction of people when they're not expecting to see a baby.
No.
Like, oh.
I'm guilty of it. Somebody came in with their new baby into work and I was like,
I can't help it. Like,
I have to get up and see this thing.
Yeah. Your body's up walking towards them before you even realize it. Mommy, who's that man? Yeah. So then that was fine. Got a hearing test on, screamed all the way through. But yet again, yesterday, Terry, now I know you know only too well because you got the brunt of it. I was stuck in traffic yesterday for 4 hours. I got home at 8:30. Half 4 to 8:30.
I think I'm gonna put it together. I'll figure out how to do it. A compilation of the voice notes.
It's up on Patreon.
Is it?
I put it up this morning. So if you're on our Patreon.
Losing his mind.
It's called Andy's Descent into Madness. It's about 20 minutes worth of voice notes. Terry, and like.
I couldn't respond to
all one way. Terry was standing on a packed train, so he couldn't. And I'm like, you get your phone out in front of your face and you tell me how much you love me in front of the whole train.
I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you. I mean, I was properly losing my mind. I was singing emo. I was doing accents for you. I mean, all absolutely unasked
for. The accents wasn't too bad.
That's pretty good,
The impressions.
Some of it was good.
Not really.
I mean, look. Schwarzenegger was fine.
Was
Pesci
it?
Pesci was fine.
Was it?
Yeah. De Niro wasn't great. Walking, the whisper part of Walking I thought was pretty fun. Anyway.
Most of it was bad.
You can hear it for yourself on the Patreon, folks.
You gotta up your impressions game. Because
And I like to think of myself as being very good at impressions, but it's based off nothing. I don't have a go-to impression. But here's
I think you could do a good Squidward.
Like,
what the
I don't
fuck
know what came out
that?
There. I've done Squidward before.
SpongeBob.
Everyone's an idiot except for me.
There you go.
Right. Hey, Mr. Squidward. That's pretty good, Krabs.
Is it?
I was dead on.
Me money, SpongeBob.
No, I got. I think I got you on crabs.
I don't know about that, man. I do it every night at bedtime.
Well,
get into your plankton.
Curse you, crabs.
I mean, that's the phrase.
That Krabby Patty formula is mine, crabs.
What?
That's good.
That's not him. That's like fucking
Stone Cold Steve Plankton.
Hey, all right.
If you think I should get the Krabby Patty formula.
No, that's not Austin. You're not doing Austin again.
Anyway, this is the point.
Well, goddamn crabs, why don't you give me that Krabby Patty formula?
Yeah, that's okay. A bit Irish, but yeah.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So this is now, here's where it all ended well. Okay. Oh. Now, like, I'd stop sending you voice notes about, I don't know,
I have to reply, be like, I'm at home with my family.
My family, please stop bothering me.
I was hoping you pick up on the subtext, because, like, I can't be messaging
you.
Oh,
I knew that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, I knew that.
And then there was three more voice messages.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, yeah.
That's fine. For comedy effect.
I should have actually said, or did I say, like, don't, oh, that was before, I said, don't feel obligated to listen to these. Because I know, like, oh, there's always a voice message, I got to go somewhere and listen to these, or whatever. Like, that's how I am.
I listened to them this morning when I was getting ready for work.
I was properly, and like, there was a solid hour then where I, like, I'm not voice messaging, I'm like, oh, I'm sad now. Like, I went from right up to right down, right?
I miss voice noting text. Yeah.
I'm messaging Kerry.
You should have watched Top Gun Maverick.
Kerry thought I was podcasting. I came back and I was like, 4 hours is a long time to be alone with myself. And she's like, didn't you have Terry? Like, you're not podcasting? I'm like, no, I left work at 4:30. She's like, oh. She's like, can you pick up blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no problem. I love you. But here is where it ended well, right? So a lorry fucking capsized.
Did you see the video of it?
I just seen the picture of it.
Went across the whole
thing. Yeah, literally covering the entire road.
And nobody was hurt, apparently.
Idiot. And, but here's the thing, right? So they were diverting traffic off the motorway, off some slip road to Ashford or whatever it was. And
Notwell.
Yeah, and it was, I could see all the traffic going up and across. It was all to a standstill. And I'm like, oh, there's another hour waiting for me right there. But I'm going along the slip road, right? First of all, here's the kicker, right? I let three people.
It better be worth it.
It is worth it. Just enjoy it. I never tell stories, right? So, don't you? I let three people in past me, right? Because everyone's merging into one lane. And none of them thanked me. And like, I'm so pissed off.
I know.
Yeah. I start flashing them and all because they didn't thank me. Like, you're welcome, dickhead. But here's the thing. If I hadn't have let them in, I would have been there an extra hour and a half because as I was getting right to the barrier, you know, like, so I'm like, ooh, like I seen some movement on the motorway. I'm like, are they going to lift the cones? This was at the barrier. I stopped for a sec. So there's a big queue behind me and I opened the window. I was like, are you moving them cones? And they were like, yeah, if you just hang on one sec, we're just going to open up the road again. I'm like, fucking, like if I hadn't have let them in, I would have been in that queue up the slip road without able to go get back. And I was the first car let out on the motorway, right? And
you know who you would have been like?
Yeah,
Jesse Pinkman at the end of Breaking Bad. Like, yeah,
that's literally what it was. And you know what song kicked in right as I was pulled onto the motorway?
Right,
Young Hearts Run Free.
Oh,
and it just kicked on. I was like, I'm driving. I'm giving the middle finger just to the situation. Like, I was delirious. Yeah. I was fucking delirious, but. That was me.
Glad to see you're back to normal, anyway.
Yeah, sure. How about you? Anything going on with you?
Not really. Watching a few bits. Did you watch any of that John Mulaney thing I told you to
watch? No, and I forgot to watch that clip that you sent me as well.
Oh,
earlier.
That was just for your own enjoyment.
The idea. It's like, here's the top 20 movies of
25 of 2022.
The top 25 movies of 2022. You're like, watch 9 minutes, whatever, to see the
Top Gun Maverick,
or you can watch the whole thing.
There's a lot of Top Gun in it.
Is that your man? Your mate?
Yeah. But there's a bit in it where, because it kind of runs in, it's Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Oh yeah.
And it runs into Top Gun Maverick, and there's a, you know, the bit when they're flying off for the mission at the end, and like, he's like,
yeah, yeah.
But it's like that bit in I Will Always, it's like, And and like he goes back and I'm like, fucking yeah.
Oh man, I love a good edit.
So man, he's unreal at editing.
I'd be watching it more for the editing than the actual movie.
That's what you watch
movie.
It for.
Yeah, okay.
Like a lot of movies I'm like, I don't know what this movie is, but I want to watch it
fucking
because
fucks.
Yeah, because the song choice that he's done has been so good.
Is it so ingrained in you now that when you even see a movie you're thinking of, that's the bit from that song? In the
100%. Every time I watch Mission Impossible Fallout and they do that like Halo jump, I'm like, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm in the deep end.
All right.
Hey, I've been watching a show. Well, first of all, I want to talk about the John Mulaney.
Okay,
thing.
Yeah.
John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, I think it is called. Mm-hmm. It was a live Netflix thing. It was on six nights, Friday to Friday. Yeah. I really liked it because you know what was good about it?
Yeah.
Nobody was on to plug anything.
They were just there to
be
funny.
They're just there. It was like the '70s almost. Like they had a topic each night. One night was about palm trees. One night was about
palm trees.
Yeah, because apparently in LA, all the palm trees are going. They're dying off, so they're like, do we want to replant them? Should we get rid of them because they don't offer any shade?
But like, is this a proper conversation?
Yeah,
or?
They and so they have like a celebrity and then they have a plant expert.
Oh, right.
And then a bunch more celebrities come on. So it's like six people on the couch by the end.
Yeah.
But the best episode was episode 5, I think. It was David Letterman.
Yeah.
I think it was about earthquakes. It was David Letterman, earthquake expert. And then it's like Bill Hader, Davidson, and a couple of I can't remember what the name of the lady was. She's very funny. She was in that episode of It's Always Sunny where she's like, my name's Catfish.
Who's that? What season? Early, late?
Early, like 4, I think.
My name's Catfish.
Because it was like they're being catfished, the Charlie and Mac. Anyway, but she was like, she's very funny. So much so, like Bill Hader. Bill Hader comes on and he has like an eye infection. And then she's like, he took an edible before we came out. And he's like, he does seem like he's high or something. But he is just cracking up at everything.
I love Bill Hader.
But like, it's infectious that you're sitting there watching and I'm like, I'm giddy because he's giddy on the couch
laughing
at what this outrageous stuff that's being said. Richard Kind, a.k.a. Cousin Andy from Curb, is like the announcer guy.
Yeah.
They have this thing called a Samo, which is a robot shopping cart that drives around LA delivering stuff, like real thing.
Right.
He has one on the show and it just like drives around at random times and he's like, here, let me get you like a root beer or a ginger ale or something like that. It's just very, I was excited to watch it every day. You know what I mean? Like I watched it into work.
You watched it like in real time?
No, because it was like 1 a.m.
Right, but I mean, you watched it every day.
Yeah, I watched. So like, I watched Tuesdays on Wednesday.
There's something about John Mulaney that just...
He's my guy.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of strikes me as a clean American Jimmy Carr. Mainly because he kind of looks a bit like him.
He's not that clean, though. Like,
is he not?
He like got divorced from his wife a few years ago.
Drugs. Knew it.
He was big cocaine head, went to rehab, had a baby with Olivia Munn. I think they got separated or maybe they're back together. I don't know. But like a lot of his stuff now is like, I'm clean, but I was in a he's like, my COVID was different than your COVID. My COVID was, I was doing lots of cocaine.
Yeah.
And not, you know, separating or whatever. So I think he's a fascinating guy. I think he's brilliant at what he does.
Yeah.
So I'd highly recommend. And it's there. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Watch the Letterman episode.
Okay.
I think it's episode 5.
Okay. I'll watch the Letterman episode and I can come back to you and tell you what I think.
And then I've also been watching something else.
Go on.
A TV show, Andy.
Go on.
Called Sugar. Have you heard of this?
Of course not.
Colin Farrell. Ever heard of him?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah. He plays a detective in sunny LA. Well, he's not a detective. He's somebody that finds people.
Okay. And he has vigilante.
You hire him to find some. So he's like a private eye. You know? But
Irish accent?
No, unfortunately not. It's the...
American?
It's the... I'm too close on this case, but I gotta find her. You know, that kind of like flat American.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Where are you from, man?
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, there's a big twist that happens in episode 6 that I called because I'd heard there was a big twist in episode 6 and I was like, some scenes, like a lot of it is like, I gotta find this granddaughter of a missing media, or of a media mogul. She's gone missing.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's his favorite producer. I love all your classic movies. Like, he's a real film buff in it.
Mm.
And then you get these weird scenes that it's like, what are they talking about? Like, you know, are you staying detached, sugar? This is too personal for you, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, I feel like they're dangling something in front of me. And like, very, it's not subtle. You know what I mean?
And then, in your face. Like, this doesn't sound like you enjoyed it.
I kind of do, and I don't. Like, when the twist happened, I'm like, all right, like, I got it. But I'm also like,
I don't think you'd recommend this movie.
I kind of would. Like, no, not, it's not getting great reviews, but I kind of do like it. Like,
it's a guilty pleasure, like?
Kind of, like, a little bit of a guilty pleasure. Because they're like 30.
If Colin Farrell wasn't in it, would you be interested?
I don't know if I would. Because I'm like, I just, maybe just give me the Colin Farrell is the detective in LA show, as opposed to,
yeah,
whatever this other,
yeah,
mystery that
we already have enough ingredients here.
Yeah, like, what do we
need
doing
to add extra salt? Yeah.
You want to put in cumin? Yeah. Okay,
doesn't really go with it, yeah, but well, sure, we'll
doesn't
find
really
it
go with my bacon sandwich. But okay,
but exactly, cumin is a powder, right?
Yeah, it's a spice.
Yeah. Like
the spice,
Indian-y, Chinese-y.
Does
it have an ethnicity?
I don't know. It's kind of like.
Cumin.
Don't say that.
I mean, that's how it's spelled, so. Cumin. Hey, guys. Does anyone want some extra cumin?
Do you pronounce it paprika or paprika?
Paprika.
You pronounce it paprika?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Billy Joel as well. Or Billy Joel as well, even.
What do you call it? Paprika?
Paprika.
Oh, stop it, yeah. Terry. You don't say
how many
paprika.
I's in paprika?
First of all, we
P-A-P
got paprika Pringles.
I called them paprika Pringles.
I would have definitely picked you up on that, yeah, if I'd have heard that time. I don't think you did.
Too busy giving out that you didn't get your sour cream Pringles.
I wasn't giving out. I just said I don't want them.
Yeah, I don't want the best tasting Pringles.
Ready salted.
Yeah, I mean, we had regular because you got to get regular.
Regular.
Here's my hot take.
Go on.
Sour cream and onion Pringles are the worst flavor Pringles.
No.
Yeah, that's my hot take.
You salt and vinegar Pringles.
No, I like the salt and vinegar.
You are an odd fellow, Terry. Mm. But you steam a good ham.
Anyway, the twist in Sugar is that he's an alien.
Still on this.
He's an alien, Andy.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know. The last episode ended and he was blue.
Oh, okay. Like, I have to go now. My planet needs me.
He literally said, maybe I could just go home. And he's like in the mirror and like inject something and then like his hair falls
but
off,
like,
and he's blue.
Is this a comedy or? Right?
No, it's not a comedy. It's like a noir. It's like, and I was like,
but were you like,
no,
sorry?
Because I was like, he's like either an alien or an angel. I hope nobody out there, like nobody has Apple TV Plus, right?
No.
You're not watching.
I'd like it, but.
I'd like it too, but I watch it on my box.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
All right.
30 minute episodes,
okay,
which is a big plus.
Well,
32 minute episodes, okay, for a drama. We talked about the best episode.
Yeah, the best length.
It's a pretty good one. Like, it really made
32 minutes and drama is a good length.
If these had been
sounds
hour
like the
long,
best thing about the show, frankly.
If these had been hour long episodes, I would have been like, don't know.
Yeah, I can't commit to that.
No, I can, but I don't know if I want to for this show.
I tried to watch something new.
Ooh,
I had a day last week where I'm like, I want to watch something new.
Something new.
Where I'm like, I don't just want to, like, I don't even want to, I wanted to have a completely different day. You know the way your days become very predictable?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to rip up the rule book.
A birthday cake.
I'm not. We use that line at least once a week in the house.
I'll have a birthday cake.
I started watching Three Body Problem. Yeah.
And I haven't even watched a second of it, but they've lost me since Game of Thrones. It's the Game of Thrones guys.
Oh, like they're just blacklisted as far as you're concerned.
Yeah. unless I hear, oh, this is like,
yeah,
you know, the first two seasons of Game of Thrones.
But like the reviews that they put on their ad looked good. And
like
I was
Netflix
like,
put on their ad. You can't trust them.
No. But then it was like, okay, the first few minutes, I'm like, okay, interesting. And then a few things happen. But then, and then after 10 minutes, Kerry was like, yeah. And I was like, have some patience. Like, this happened, that happened, and this happened. Like, what more do you want? She's like, yeah, okay. And then, like, about 15 minutes later, I was like, yeah, we turn it off. And because it was like, there's a lot of talking. And I hate to sound like a dumb dumb. Like, there's lots of words. But, like, too much talking. For episode one, I need you to
grab me.
I need you to fuck me on episode one. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say, grab me, squeeze me,
fuck me on episode one.
No,
I want to leave episode one being like, Jesus, you know,
my asshole.
Well, you don't have to say it. But you know what I mean. And yeah. Instead, they just kind of didn't even touch me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So I was like, well, look, if you're not going to give me the goods in episode one, you're hardly going to stick around in 2024 with my attention span.
That's kind of like why I liked Shirk, because I thought the first episode was pretty good.
That has to be good. The first episode has to almost have as much action as the next three episodes combined.
I'm trying to think.
Do you know what I mean?
What TV I'm watching that.
That does that?
No, just recently. Like, I thought the Fargo, the first, like the new series of Fargo, like the first episode of that was fucking brilliant. Like immediately.
Was that three?
Five.
Wow.
Series five. And it's like,
does it stay good, all true?
One and, I think if I was to rate it, I'd say 2, 1, 5, 3, 4. Four by far is the worst.
One, okay.
With Chris Rock playing a mob boss in Kansas City in like the 50s. Yeah, I know, right? Sounds like a comedy.
He'd be run out of town.
Yeah. There's some good performance, like even Timothy Olyphant being in it can't save it. And like,
I'm starting with four.
Don't.
I'm going to watch four.
Don't.
Timothy Olyphant's in it?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, he can't save it.
Okay. Well.
Watch five.
Okay.
Because Cyclone himself, John Hamm, is in it.
Oh.
And he, I mean, I love him in Top Gun Maverick, but I think this could, apart from Mad Men, this is like his best performance. He's fucking really good.
I hate to cut you off, but speaking of Top Gun Maverick.
I left it out there.
Oh, okay. It's 5, 6, 7, so we should probably start talking about it.
Yeah, okay. Cool, yeah. What a segue.
Seamless. It's this new setup. My energy is totally different here.
Okay. Ready?
Ready, Terry.
What do we have here?
Yeah, here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Oh, whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they gonna get to teach us?
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell. Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You were here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, AKA Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
With all due respect, sir, I'm not a teacher. Just want to manage the expectations.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
And we're off.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
That was the trailer for 2022's Top Gun Maverick. Andy, care to guess the budget on
there
this?
There we go, a bit of buff. Okay. I will say the budget is a cool $125
million. $170 million. Opening weekend?
I think it's going to be big. I'd say $170
million. $126
million. Okay.
Domestic total?
This was a big one. $630 million.
$718
million. Okay.
Worldwide.
Now, I know it's topped the billy. So, $1.1
billion. $1.495 billion. The biggest movie of Tom Cruise's career.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, Tom.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck yeah.
You're 0 for 4, by the way.
Yeah, it's fine. Tom Cruise, I'm happy. critics all agreed that it was a triumph. The review, film enjoyed by all, speaks for itself.
89%. 96%.
Just out.
Audience score?
91.
99.
What?
I think that's the highest.
I've never seen 99.
I think that's the highest one we've ever done.
Okay.
And I'm going to say something right now.
Go on.
I think this is one of the best movies we've ever covered on this podcast. Now you hold yours first. Okay?
Okay.
You save it.
Okay, I'll save it.
I'm just putting it out there.
Wow. Big talk.
6 Oscar nominations.
Oh, wow.
Care to take a stab?
Okay. Best stunts or something.
They don't have an Oscar for that. Stupidly.
Best editing.
Yes, they lost to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, fair enough, to be fair.
I mean, that won everything.
All at once. Best supporting actor.
Who do you think would
have? I don't know, I was trying to just name
just
it.
Just give me
just
that.
Just tell me, I don't know.
have another.
Best actor.
No. Now, this is...
What more do they want from him?
This is on my should have been nominated list that we'll get
What's the beef that Hollywood's got with Tom Cruise?
I mean,
his face acting alone.
No beef. I mean, he saved Hollywood with this movie.
Yeah.
He saved the industry. All right.
Go on, hit me. What is it?
Best Picture.
Oh.
Lost, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best Original Song. Lady Gaga at the end. That
didn't even notice.
Exactly. Like Lost to Natu Natu from Or.
Oh, you love that, don't you? I feel like every week you have a new thing that you try really hard to push onto me. And Natu Natu was one week where you're like, listen to this song.
It's fucking great,
every time,
man.
I see a comment on Twitter, it'd be something to do with Natu Natu. I'm like, fucking song.
Because I was playing it all the time.
Okay.
One, best sound.
Best sound?
Yeah. Sound of the planes.
That's a very informal category, isn't it? Best sound. Like sound what? Sound editing? Sound
no, just
design?
I guess it's best sound, and there is.
Best sound?
There is.
I don't know. Whatever.
There is sound editing.
Okay.
Best
colors.
It was nominated for best visual effects. Lost to Avatar: Way of Water. As you do, you lose to James Cameron.
Stupid.
That. No, you do.
No, you shouldn't though. Do you agree that you should lose to James Cameron
for Avatar? Yeah.
Isn't this shit?
I mean, I didn't see the second one, but it looks incredible. No, it's got really good reviews. Like,
really? Oh.
And it made like again over $1 billion. I think it's like the third of that? All time. Like behind Avatar 1 and Avengers Endgame.
I tell you, Maverick is much like Liverpool in 20.
Stopping it.
Hang on.
I'm stopping it.
It's much like Liverpool, but Man City are around. So you're not going to, you know, as good as you are.
So Everything Ever All at Once is Man City? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, or Avatar. Like another Billy movie is competing with it. You know what I mean?
I mean, Avatar didn't.
How many movies get to $1 billion? How many teams get to 99 fucking points?
Right, yeah, good arrest. Adapted Stupid. Screenplay. It lost to Women Talking. Now I think this.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I think Women Talking.
I think
sounds awful. That's terrible.
I think this screenplay is unbelievable. Just from the nuts and bolts of it. Oh, I think it's unbelievable. I don't think the movie works
for this movie.
Yeah,
I've noticed your legs are very on show here.
These are my legs.
Now, if I can say yet again publicly, oh, you got a little scar there
from the cat. I got a cat. Did they tell you that on
No, you
folks?
Didn't. Not on air.
Figaro
no.
is his name. Your little black cat.
Beautiful cat. Yeah. Tinier. Yeah. Way tinier than I thought. But Terry has. Show the people there your calves. You can't really, but his calves are. Now look, they're insane, and they've always been insane. And you know what? You have calves, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way because it's going to come out like an insult, right? Now look at me that way. Right? You have calves like someone who used to weigh 500 pounds. Okay? But then lost loads of weight. But the calves are still fucking... You know what I mean? No, you never at any point was
not
like that. But the calves just look... I'm like, where the hell do they come from?
I used to do a lot of spin classes, played football. Do a lot of... I walk up and down a hill every
you do,
day.
To be fair.
Know?
A lot of calf building exercises.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm very jealous.
Should have been nominated, Imho.
Yeah, sure.
Actor, Tom Cruise. Swap out Bill Nighy for Living. Bill Nighy for a movie called Living was nominated. Who cares? Get Tom Cruise in there. He deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
Cinematography.
Okay,
should have been I mean, the fucking...
Oh, won Everything Everywhere.
All Quiet on the Western Front one.
I hate movies so much.
I mean, that was a Netflix
just
movie.
Just the titles of these movies that you're giving me. I hate them.
And then director. I think Joseph Kosinski should have been nominated for Best Director ahead of Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness.
And when you say nominated, do you mean won?
No, because the Daniels won for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay.
But I think he should have been nominated. I'm confused. I think he should have been nominated. Because
so he wasn't nominated?
No, he wasn't nominated.
I thought we were going through what they've been.
No, this is my should have been nominated. Oh, okay. List. I think Kosinski for this movie, it's the best movie he's ever going to do. You know, he did your favorite movie.
Your boy.
Oblivion.
Fuck yeah.
And he did Tron Legacy.
Fuck no.
Yeah. I think he's doing, they are doing a third one, so I hope he gets his bag. But you know what he's doing next?
Coke.
No. Money. Bag of bag money. Yeah.
To spend on the coke.
No. What?
Huh?
You know what he's doing next, Kosinski?
Yeah.
He is doing a Formula One movie starring Brad Pitt. Real driving. Tom Cruise volunteered to do some of the stunt driving.
Just the stunts?
Yeah, just the stunts. Not
Mad
starring in
bastard.
It.
Bastard.
He's fucking crazy.
Brad Pitt will be eating a sandwich in the car. Totally unfazed. Flipping midair like, hey guys, we got a problem here.
What do you got against Brad Pitt?
Just show me emotion.
Ah.
Stop being cool all the time. And stop eating as well. He's gonna ruin that movie, I'll tell you that now.
No, you won't.
He's Brad fine. Pitt, like, you know, some major traumatic event. You're like, huh. How about that?
You don't.
I don't.
Okay. All right. Tom Cruise had originally stated back in the 90s that he had no desire to revisit Pete Maverick Mitchell for a sequel for Top Gun, despite many offers over the years. They came close in 2011. Tony Scott, who directed the original Top Gun, was signed on, and they'd started to work on a script with Macquarie. Then a year later, Tony Scott killed himself, like committed suicide.
Who is Tony Scott?
Ridley Scott's brother, director of Top Gun.
The original?
Yeah, director of...
How'd he kill himself, out of interest?
I think he threw himself off a balcony an overpass. Yeah.
Could you not be a bit...
Direct a Man on Fire.
Huh. Could you not be a bit less
Maybe
dramatic,
we'll do
a
Tony
though.
Scott director miniseries.
Yeah, no thanks.
They got a lot of good stuff. I think he did Last Boy Scout.
Okay.
Yeah,
good movie.
You know, he's
threw himself off a balcony, like.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
just throw a toaster in the bath, like a normal person. Or
what if that doesn't kill you?
Shoot yourself or something. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Like minimal fuss. You gotta. Someone's gonna have to clean you up, mate. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's thinking Potless about other
bastard.
People. I think
at least don't be a fuss to other people.
He's going through some stuff, Andy.
Yeah, I get that. But if I was in that situation, okay. I wouldn't want to burden anyone else.
I'd
feel like a burden already.
How would you kill yourself?
Great question. I've given it a lot of thought. I would probably, I don't know, hanging.
Hanging?
That's worse.
I mean, people have to come in and find you.
It just got real. I don't even know. I'm in an alley here, Terry. I don't know how to make it
people
funny
have
anymore.
To come in and find you, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Help. Help.
Jesus Christ. I don't know where to go.
When we
now.
Stop doing movies on the main feed, this is what the content is going to be like.
Yeah, how great is this? Huh?
Tom Cruise said, not until technology could put the audience inside that F-18 would he consider
brilliant
going back to do
he
it.
He didn't want to settle for CGI.
That's
bullshit.
It.
Yeah,
producer Jerry Bruckheimer and director Joseph Kosinski.
I feel like... Sorry, go on.
He flew to Paris to convince... Tom Cruise that they could put him in that F-18. During a 20-minute break from the filming of Mission Impossible Fallout, Kosinski pitched him the story of Cruise's aging fighter pilot and his strained relationship with Goose's son, Rooster. And he showed him footage of Navy pilots documenting their experience above the clouds with GoPros attached to the inside of their cockpit.
Like that could be me.
He said, this is better than any footage I've ever seen in a movie. And I turned to Tom and said, if we can't beat this, there's no point in making the movie. And I'm like, you know what, Joe? Fucking yes.
Fucking come on, Jerry.
Kaczynski spent the next 15 months collaborating with naval advisors and holding, specialized six IMAX cameras to fit inside of the F-18s.
Ooh.
So these it's weird because an IMAX camera is huge,
yeah,
but they're able to make small versions to fit inside.
They have the technology.
Like everybody, I don't know, I assume you know this, but they all were in the planes.
Just purely from the fact that Tom Cruise was in the movie, I assumed they were all in the planes.
He also, Kaczynski mapped sequences and developed a specialized cinejet to capture everything from the air.
Ooh.
Cruise then began vetting a cast of young pilots, Miles Teller, Lewis Pullman, Glenn Powell, et al. And leaning on his years of experience as a pilot, started to design a detailed aviation curriculum. Basically, he made sure that the actors were able to know certain flight institutions, as in you have to be able to, you know how to hold.
So were they solo flying these planes?
No, they weren't. They were not flying these planes. But they were in there with somebody flying. They were linked up with flight instructors. They built up their G-force tolerance and readied their transition in being able to sit in the F-18. Cool. Glenn Powell described it as the best experience of his acting career so far.
Ooh.
Tom Cruise is so infectious. He will do whatever it takes to give audiences the ride of a lifetime.
Yeah,
got a 5-minute standing ovation at its premiere at Cannes. Because I tell you now, I was not.
You weren't expecting it to be that good, were you?
I was not looking forward to it. Mm. I was like, oh, what is he doing? Like,
yeah.
Top Gun again.
How long into the movie did you change your mind out of interest?
5 minutes, 2 minutes into the movie, I was like, this is the fucking best ever. What was I ever thinking? Kaczynski talks about how a lot of the actors were getting sick.
Right.
They could not
handle it.
Yeah, except for Cruz. Everybody else was puking. He didn't call out any actors for vomiting, but they all basically said they would have to have a bag with them to get sick into once the take is finished. Because it's just like car motion sickness.
Yeah, yeah, times a million.
Miles Teller broke out in hives during the filming. And when they went to get him tested to see what it was, turns out he had a bunch of jet fluid into his bloodstream, whatever, gotten in through his mouth or whatever. Or yeah.
What?
And he was really excited and he turned to Tom Cruise and said, hey, Tom, I've got a jet fluid in my bloodstream. And Cruise, without missing a beat, says, hey, I know, kid, I was born with it.
Yeah.
And kept walking.
Yes.
Perfect. Andy.
God, he's just a fucking man, isn't he?
Tell me.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. Didn't think it was perfect, but I really enjoyed it. It was a fucking movie. That's what it was. You know what I mean? And it was, I too, within the first 5 minutes, was like, ooh, this is different. I loved it. I actually thought it was some of Cruise's best acting as well, let alone the stunts and all that. I just happened to be seeing loads of stuff on my timeline this week of Top Gun Maverick.
Me too, actually.
Top Gun Maverick. I don't know where it came from. I thought it was brilliant. Like, I don't really know where to start with it.
Let's start at the start.
Okay.
Because our boy is right at the start.
Tom Cruise?
Well, not Tom Cruise. Our man.
Our other boy.
Our man. The Drone Ranger, a.k.a. Ed Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Such a simple premise where he's like, he arrives, today is Mach 9 day, we're going to hit Mach 9 and this Dark Star, experiment.
I would have loved a bit more of Ed Harris.
Well, the thing is, apparently that he...
Problems on set.
No, he was shown, Cruise was given two scripts by Kaczynski, I think.
Yeah.
And one was
fake one and a real one?
No, one was like, the, like you said, the... the stuff about him being phased out of the military. Yeah. You know, he's too old, blah, blah, blah. And it had all the Rooster stuff in it. This other one had the Dark Star. Like, it was all about him working with the Dark Star program and how, would you say, like, secretive and, you know, how mysterious it is. Like, that nobody really knows what they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be a bit more conspiratorial, you know, like.
Okay. I'm glad they didn't do that.
No, I think that you get the perfect amount of Ed Harris.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you know what? Like, he was brilliant in it. He's like, exactly what I want from Ed Harris in a movie.
Like, he gets there and it's like, we're being shut down. He wants to, it's so movie of it. It's like, he's going to take our budget for his unmanned thing. Yeah, he can't hit it. They said Mach 10. It's like, today's Mach 9.
And yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go. You know,
he's not here yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, ah.
And then Ed Harris shows up. The fucking, like, when he shows up and the plane takes off above him, and he's just standing there perfectly still. What like, a shot. Fuck yeah.
The wind, everything's just going whoosh, and he doesn't budge.
Not an inch. Like, it's fucking class.
Of course he doesn't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I suppose with this movie, my thoughts were, I loved the moviness of it. Right,
why movies are great. Like,
I loved the fact that
it's not a film, it's a movie.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. And I loved the fact that it wasn't, I didn't notice one bit of CGI in this movie.
Very little. It's all like practical.
If they did it, I didn't notice it because it was, and I don't think I've said that about a movie, particularly an action movie, in what, 20 years? A
couple of weeks. What was Mission Impossible Fallout?
Well, barring Cruise's entire filmography, of course.
But I get you.
But you know what I mean? Considering what was involved in this, I was never, ever taken out of it by the action.
It's incredible what they were able to capture. Because a lot of it is, you're like, you're disoriented. Because it's like, going up, whatever. And you're like, oh. And then it's like, and now he's behind him. I'm like, I guess he is behind him.
Yeah.
I'm not like, it's not like, I don't know if you've seen the first Top Gun.
No, I haven't.
Where it's like just a lot of like wide shots, like, oh, like,
yeah,
it's very choppy.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
And it's the way they had to do it.
Yeah, because they couldn't.
They couldn't. And in this, it's like, you're there.
Do you know, my only issue with the movie was I thought that I didn't really like the kids.
You didn't like the kids? People he
was training. I thought that the characters, like what I loved about it was an 80s vibe from the movie, right? And what I liked about it was also what I didn't like about it, in that I liked the nostalgic, hey, this is a fucking movie, and it's kind of like those sort of things, like, well, he's not here yet, it's like,
yeah,
vroom, he's gone, he's
the fastest, like, man alive,
yeah, you know, all that, like, sort of stuff, like, the only thing I didn't like was I thought that the characters were very,
they're stuck,
one dimensional, outside of the main,
but it's like Hangman is Iceman from the first
it was very like, particularly with the kids, it was like, oh, here's the nerd, here's the loudmouth, here's the whatever, and I just thought it was very like, and even your one, Jennifer Connelly, is that her name? She was very like, you know,
rules in this,
like cleaning the bar, like, I, he comes in, it, hey, like, you know, like that kind of like that, don't trope,
give me that look, Pete.
That trope of like, you know, female,
was she a billionaire, like she owns a bar, owns a fucking yacht, owns a vintage Porsche, like.
And my only other issue, I'll just get these out of the way now. The music that like the music that was playing in the movie was good, but stuff like where Rooster's playing Great Balls of Fire on the thing, I'm like,
you haven't seen the first one though.
Yeah, I know, they do that in the first one, but
his,
like,
dad does in the first one.
Yeah, I know, but like, I found that there's a lot of songs and references that I'm like, those kids wouldn't know that, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, but all the songs,
but
and all the
kids,
it's what, 20s,
they're like early, late 20s, early 30s. Like, that's what they're supposed to be, because they've graduated and gone off and they've been recalled back to Top Gun.
You seem a lot younger than me and you, I'll say that.
But we're almost 40, man.
Oh, you don't have to say it.
I mean, it's like 10 years younger than us. So, yeah.
Yeah, so kids. To us.
Adults.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Is this it, Terry?
Is this it?
Can't you see?
Is this it?
But apart from all that, at no point was I bored. I thought Tom Cruise gave the subtle acting performance of his life. You know what I mean?
I think it's crazy that you're saying this is his best performance.
I thought he was...
He's great. He's great in it.
Like the face acting alone. I was like, you know, when he's with Val Kilmer, where he's with Rooster at the end. Just... That's sort of just...
Let me ask you, did you cry watching this movie?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Not even close, but...
Not even close?
No. No, not at all.
Andy.
I
mean, this time around, I've watched this movie, this is my second time in full watching it. Yeah. Went to see it once in the cinema. Yeah. Like, this is amazing.
That would be great in the cinema.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And then watched it now in full this time around. And I'd say about 10 times...
you were like...
No, 10 times... I've turned on the TV and Top Gun Maverick is on, and I'm like, well, I'm here for the next 40 minutes now. Like, they're just going to the mission? Okay. Like,
I find it more likely. Magnet.
I'm like sitting down now, or like, well, it's the dog fight football. Well, I gotta watch it. Yeah,
I like that, yeah. I find it more likely to, a song is more likely to make me cry than a movie.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Put your hands together.
Now what?
So you didn't like Jennifer Connelly. I thought she was great.
She was just too one dimensional, hey. Like stock. If ChatGPT,
she doesn't exist.
If ChatGPT wrote a female love interest for Tom Cruise, like that's
like,
who they'd
surely
come up
she's
with.
Married to some billionaire by the beach now. Yeah. He snapped her up.
Just one of these like ding a ling a ling a ling. Like arms crossed. He's like, your move, slick. You know, it's that, it's just that sort of like, you know,
always ends one way with us, Pete.
There's a comedian on Instagram or whatever, like just sketch comedian, and she does,
what's her name,
I don't know, but she's American, but she has like a series of like that annoying female lead in a movie, and she's always like a bar woman, like throws the thing over her shoulder, like, so what brings you around town? And it's like it just gave me that vibe. I'm like, they're not even trying to deviate from that, but it was fine. Like, it didn't bother me that much because the rest of the movie rocked.
Let me ask you, did you like the fact that John Hamm was the crusty old dean?
I kind of did. I didn't expect it.
He's fucking good, man.
And he was good. He was kind of like, there was a bit of humor in him, but like there was also like, oh, I hate that crusty old dean.
Him saying Maverick in all the different ways.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, never gets old. Like,
yeah.
You know, like him literally being like, Maverick. When they, when they think he's dead at the end, it's like, he's gone, or whatever. He's like, whatever, his call sign. And he's like, Maverick.
Yeah.
And oh, he's gone. You know?
Yeah. But I tell you, I wasn't mad on Miles Teller either.
I mean, he's pretty good because first of all, he kind of looks like Anthony Edwards. But he's very believable as the little snot-nosed punk, don't tell me what to do. Like, Whiplash is like, you know, a precursor to this. Like,
yeah,
you know
it's
what
true.
I mean? Like, Dad, you're not my dad.
I also kind of thought that I know it's part of the whole thing, but like their names.
Yeah, they got to choose. Hey, here's one. Here's
like
one.
That.
What would your call sign be?
Oh, okay. Does it have to relate to anything or just a random?
I mean, I'm going to judge you on what you choose, so it better make sense.
If I pick something cool, you're going to say no. Let me see. I would be Sloth Boy. Yeah, Sloth.
Okay.
Hey, Sloth.
Yeah.
Hi.
Four eyes.
That is affirmative, Captain.
Talk to me, Sloth.
What? Sloth, where
Sloth,
are you?
Sloth, make sure your laser is working. It's not locked.
Oops. I got eyes on the target.
Dead eye.
Shooting blind. No, Slap. No. I missed. Well, what about you?
T-Bone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it has to be a word, though, right?
What do you mean? Somebody's called Fanboy or.
Yeah, but that's.
Warlock.
Yeah, but you can't have a letter. You know what I mean?
T-Bone?
Unless maybe you shorten it or you lengthen it to T-E-E-B-O-N-E.
No,
T-Bone.
Why? No. There's a guy called Merlin.
T-Bone's too easy. I could just be, Andy. You know?
Okay.
I need you. I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to need you to come up with your own, what's it? Handle? What's it called?
Call sign.
call sign.
All right. Let's see. What do I like to do? Jerk off? let's see.
Jerk off, I need eyes on this.
In jerk a minute. Just a minute.
I need jerk off behind me.
Who's your wingman? Jerk off.
Dropping bombs, jerk off.
Let's see.
Jerk offs?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, jerk off's a good one.
No, it's not really, though.
Jerk off and sloth.
I mean, what? That's a sitcom right there.
Yeah.
Something to do with movies. Film buff.
Buff.
I mean, T-bone is better.
A buff is a word, though.
T-bone is a word. T-bone steak.
Ribeye would be more appropriate.
I do like a ribeye. But T-bone, because people call me T-bone.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. You don't have to emphasize the
T-bone.
Bone. Okay. let us know, folks. Yeah. What's our call sign?
Call the what do you think of Hangman?
You know, I actually love them.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
Even
he's
though he was
star.
So one-dimensional.
He's a fucking star, man.
He's got something about him.
He's going to be...
His beady little eyes.
Like, he's got a movie coming out on Netflix. I think it's this month. It's called Hitman.
Yeah.
They bought it from, like, Sundance for, like, $10 million. And he's, like, he co-wrote it and produced it.
What's
Richard,
his name?
Who, Glenn Powell?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Richard Linklater.
It's a shame his name is Glenn Powell.
Why?
I expected a snappier name.
I mean, Tom Cruise is, you know.
Tom Cruise is as snappy as it gets. Cruise, like.
But it's not, you're saying it with a Z. It's not a Z. It's not a Z.
Cruise. It's not Cruise.
Yeah.
It's not Tony Cruise.
Okay. Glenn Powell, I think.
Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Keith Murphy.
Why is it always Keith?
It's the most boring name.
He's also, so that's going to be pretty good. We can all watch that in our homes. But he's also got a big blockbuster coming out this.
In our homes.
This.
Why are you saying it like that? We're not recording a second episode here, are we?
Oh, no, yeah, we got it. He's got another one coming out. Ooh, he's got another one coming out this summer.
Yeah.
It's a sequel.
Where are your shoes off?
Because my feet to be sore from my shoes.
Oh.
I got big feet, man.
So it's calves.
I mean, it's my feet.
Somehow it's related. Anyway.
Big sequel to a movie that was released in 1995 starring Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What is a big sequel?
This movie that Glenn Powell is the lead of. So this is the original cast.
Keith
okay?
Jones.
I'm going to give you a couple of names. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay.
Helen Hunt.
Dead.
She's alive.
Oh, okay. She's very much alive.
This is 1995.
Okay.
And I can't give you the lead.
Why are you telling me about the cast of a 95?
Because I want you to guess what the sequel is.
What's the original?
I'm giving you the cast of the original.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Helen Hunt. Okay. Who else?
I don't know.
No, because you're going to love it when you hear. I can't tell you the lead because that'll give it away.
Give me the lead.
No, it'll give it away.
Jack Nicholson?
No, not. It's not a sequel to As Good As It Gets. Cary Elwes is in it.
Okay. I have no idea.
Alan Ruck.
Twister?
Yeah, Twisters. How did you get Twister from Alan Ruck?
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of Helen Hunt, and then I was she's been in very little movies.
It's
like,
called Twisters. There's two, Andy, and Glenn Powell is like the cowboy, storm chaser or whatever like that.
Glenn, it's a letdown. I can't.
Anyway, here's where the movie.
Did you see the fucking Twister last week or 2 weeks ago in America?
No,
it looked like it was something out of a movie. These tornadoes that were going through whatever, Kansas or whatever it was.
Was there two of them?
No, it was one, but it was, I mean, it was bigger than any tornado in the movie Twister. Bigger than an F5, it looked like.
Mm.
Now, I don't know my Twisters, but...
In this trailer, there's two of them, and then I think one of them goes on fire.
Do they join up?
I think they do join up.
They've got to join at some point. You're not going to have two Twisters and not have them meet up in the end.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty fucking good.
Wow.
Good time at the movies.
Great.
We are so back.
Good. Thanks to TC.
Well, let me ask you. Let's just, like, here's why I think the movie works.
Go on.
The fact that they kind of make it a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah.
Like, structure-wise, like...
He could have kind of walked off the set of Mission Impossible.
But it's like, this is what we have to do, and it's impossible to do it.
Yeah.
But we're going to train to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to will it to get done, because I'm Tom Cruise. Like, the fact that, like, he's training them, and we're training method, because it's like, you're dead,
yeah,
you're all dead, do a lot of push-ups.
Yeah.
And then he gets kicked off.
Yeah.
The thing, and he just goes and does it, and shows that it can be done.
I loved it.
Like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love a good training thing.
It's a training movie for the first two-thirds.
Yeah, like, they don't have that. Like, you know, I know, like, bad example, but like Armageddon or like something that at the time were like, oh good, this...
You're building.
The best guy has been called in to train these other misfits. They're not misfits,
I love
that.
How he's like, well, I can do it. And it's like, you misunderstand us. You're here to train them. He's like,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, by the end, he's like, nobody's as good as me. Yeah. I'm the guy, not these punks, don't you see?
What was the crack with Val Kilmer not speaking?
He has stroke cancer.
He does.
In real life, yeah.
Oh.
So he can't. They used a little bit of AI, I think, in it to do the speaking part.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He can't, like, his voice is gone. And that was powerful. That was powerful stuff between the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, that was very good.
Oh, when Cruise reads the thing, it's time to let go or whatever it says. Just his face.
I mean, that's the best performance in, like, that's his best bit in the movie.
He hasn't won Best Actor, has he?
He hasn't won an Oscar.
Fuck
He's nominated for Best Actor.
He's obviously done something to Hollywood.
Nah, he's been nominated two times.
Hollywood have their own cult, and they don't like other cults being in the mix, especially not in Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Out here in Hollywood.
Yeah, we got our own cult.
Become more specific. I love you know what this movie does really well.
Yeah.
More so than any other action movie in recent time, is it made me believe that they might actually kill off Maverick.
Hmm.
You know, like at the bit at the end where it's like, they're in Coffin Corner now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, you know, first of all, it's fucking amazing. It's like, flares, whatever that
is. Yeah, that was great.
But then it was like, oh, like, I know they're not going to, but for a second I'm like,
could they?
Yeah, like,
could they?
That he, like, sacrificed himself, I'm like,
yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, there's still 20 minutes left. But still.
It could happen.
Yeah, you know, the bit at the end where it's like, we're going up.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to try. And it's like, the guy is about to, like, kill them.
Yeah.
And then, like, Hangman just comes
in. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so good at building the... Because when I watched the first time, I'm like, I did not fucking expect him to just show up there.
Yeah.
Because, like, the bit where he's like, request permission to go out. And they're denied. Yeah. Delhi was fucking great.
They're all stealing planes in this.
Yeah. Delhi was fucking great in this. Warlock himself, the black guy. That's like, you know, he's John Hamm. What do you mean? John Hamm's like the admiral.
Guy who's quietly rooting for Maverick.
Yeah, not so quietly, you know.
Yeah, he was good.
He's fucking great. And he was in Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning.
Was he
in one of those scenes where they all start speaking, you know, finishing each other's sandwiches.
I assume Macquarie was involved in this movie.
Yeah, he did the script with another two guys. You know, he doesn't go anywhere without him. You can't leave home without him. Great. Tom Cruise can't.
I actually love him,
Macquarie.
Every time I see him talking, I'm like,
so fucking
I love
good.
This guy.
And apparently now that they're wrapping up Mission Impossible 8, they're talking about like doing more grounded, like, R-rated movies, him and Tom Cruise. And I'm like,
he really is just bringing it all back.
Give me Tom Cruise as fucking another movie a la Collateral or something.
Just
like,
give me Collateral 2. Did he die in the end?
He died. Don't worry, we'll cover it on the pod one day.
Collateral is so underrated.
Yo, homie, is that my briefcase?
It's like, yeah.
Have you seen the behind the scenes on that?
No.
Where it's like him in the back of the car with Jamie Foxx, like practicing. It's like he has long hair, a goatee, and a cap, baseball cap on backwards. And I'm like, but I'm believing that, like, this is Vincent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though in the movie he's like gray suit, white top, you know?
I feel like Tom Cruise deserves more industry recognition.
I mean, he has it.
Yeah, but he's got the blockbusters and the stardom. But does he have the... granted, like, the Oscars are a lot of shy. But, you know, like...
He's in phase five of his career. Like, he's...
But, like, he's not an over-actor. He's in great movies. He's responsible for the movies being great.
He's a great producer.
He does his own stunts. He's a great producer. He's a phenomenal actor, I think. And subtle. You know, like, not like... like, over-the-top crying. Like, he's... What more do they want?
Even in Magnolia, when he's over the top crying, you're like, no, this is real. Yeah. Like, it's like all coming out of him. It's all gushing out of him.
If it wasn't for the rumors of his bizarre personal life. No, what I have is a romantic abnormality.
I told you, he's an asexual psychopath now. Yeah. You know? And good for him.
I mean.
That's a loop. Anyway. All right. Let's wrap it up here.
Okay.
What's your rating?
I would give it... I give it a 9 out of 10.
10 for me. 10 out of 10. It's a movie I will never not want to watch this movie. And I was never a Top Gun head. Like, Top Gun 1 didn't do a lot for me. When we watched it in anticipation to go see Maverick, I was like, that's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. This is like a whole other level.
It's X10. Like, it really is. In the States.
Yeah. It'll be, for me,
a 10X.
Like, I think it's one of the best sequels of all time. Sequels are really hard to do, and we will be...
I forgot we're actually in our sequel
dissecting
series.
Dissecting what is good and what's bad about sequels. But man, this one, it's a great one to fucking start off with.
Yeah.
Ed Harris, you're going to give to Cruise?
The Ed Harris Award for Excellence in Acting surprisingly does not go to Ed Harris.
If he was in more of it.
He would. I mean, it's the Ed Harris Award. I got to give it to Cruise, and who's yours, Cruise?
I mean, it's Cruise, but I tell you, a close second is Hondo. We haven't even talked about him yet. He's like buddy that goes everywhere with him, the black guy.
Okay,
his guy. He's the fastest man alive.
Oh
he's that bit where he's like, "It's been an honor, captain."
Yeah.
He takes a little beat and he's like, "Captain, fuck, like, good." Whew. That was close. I think John Hamm is brilliant.
He's great.
He's and like hearing him talk about it, he was like, they offered me the role, and I was like, yeah, whatever. Whatever you pay me, I'm in it. Like,
great.
I'm not gonna turn this down. Are you kidding me? Like, you know.
Great.
And I think John Hamm is so fucking cool.
Yeah, he is cool.
And like, just to hear that, he's like, they could have paid me fucking $60,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Mere. Yeah. Like, you know.
And he's so good.
He is great.
Because by the end, you know, he's come around.
You know? It has to be the old footy duddy has to come around at the end.
I mean, Glenn Powell as well. You're like, shit. I mean, Lewis Pullman, son of Bill, is Bob.
Who's Bob?
Bob's
the glasses?
Yeah.
That's Bill Pullman's son.
Yeah.
No way. Now you got me interested.
He's good too. I gotta go watch it again.
A mention of Bill Pullman.
Why did you watch the supercut of Bob moments?
Well, we've brought up Paxton and Pullman in the same episode.
Worlds collide.
Neither of them are in the movie. okay.
Line reading?
Can't think of one. He's the fastest man alive.
I mean, that's pretty good. Like, I like Jennifer Connelly being like,
give me that look.
It only ends one way between that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's great. Ed Harris calling Tom Cruise a stick jockey is fucking good.
You know, it only adds to Ed Harris the amount of wrinkles on his face now. Like, he is a withered old man.
He's in a movie called Love Lies Bleeding.
Like, there's no way he can play anything but sadistic, like, crazy,
like,
psycho.
He has like long hair, bald top, and thin long hair, and I'm like, I want to fucking watch it.
Fucking Crypt Keeper.
He's the bad guy, and it's like Kristen Stewart as it's like a lesbian love story, but her dad is this kind of
Is that Harris?
I'm like, ooh, I want to watch this movie. There was another one that I had for line reading that escapes me right now.
It's probably all right.
Oh, I don't like that look.
Yeah.
It's the only one I got. Here you go.
Cruise. Folks, on that note, where can they find us? I'll tell you where they can find us, Terry. You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod, and you can find us on Twitter at WSGApod. We just hit 1,000 followers on Twitter somehow.
What?
We have 1,000 followers on Twitter. Tell our engagement. One like on the last video. This is why I don't post on Twitter.
But I don't care about the likes. The views.
It's fine. The views. No.
The views.
Sons of bitches. But welcome.
Gotta put it everywhere. Just put it everywhere.
Yeah,
man.
I'll put it everywhere. Yeah,
like clinical depression. I want it everywhere.
I'm gonna have to offload some jobs to you.
You need to give me access.
What can I give
to
you?
Patreon.
I did.
No, I don't know how to run that account. I need to get in there. Get my hands dirty.
What do you need to do on the Patreon?
Well, I'll need to do it for when we go over the movies on the Patreon.
Oh yeah, I'll give you the login.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
free reign.
You can find us there, and you can find. Speaking of the Patreon, Terry, you can for a mere fiver a month. Hey, if you want to hear my descent into madness yesterday, check it out on Patreon, put up this morning. We give you 2 extra episodes every month. We give you early access to all these episodes, so you don't have to wait till Monday to get these ones. And we have maybe 50 of our various top 5 this and that in the world of movies, music, and everything in between. We have a bunch of pitch meetings, which we're going to be releasing a new one shortly, where we come up with our own movie ideas and pitch them to each other. And it's always a lot of fun because there's usually massive plot holes. And
it's pretty giddy.
It's very funny. Well, to do anyway. But I think people like it too. And it's a mere fiver a month. So you can find us there. Patreon.com/whatsoread about.
Put an H.
What?
Put it in H.
No, it's not put it in
H. I know.
Okay, I'm confused them though. Confused them.
If you can't afford the €5 a month, well, you can do something else for me. You can give me a rating and a review. Now, Andy,
yeah.
In this movie, Tom Cruise, a.k.a. Pete Maverick Mitchell, hits the highs of Mach 10.3. But ooh. I don't want a 10.3 star review. I want a 5 star review.
Yes.
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 Yes. What? So, do that. Helps really grow the podcast, you know.
Folks, if I may say, this final movie season on the main feed, it's going to blow your goddamn minds. We're going to have guests back.
Yes.
We're going to be all over the top 200 charts. Yeah. And I dare you to keep us out.
I'm going to be in the pool. Going to be in the clubhouse.
We're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. we're looking forward to this season. And join us on our voyage.
Have we got any booked in for next week?
Not just yet, but somewhere to come back with dates. We have 3 confirmed. 1 date.
Okay. So we better make a decision right what? Now? Nah.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll be back next week with some sort of sequel.
Another sequel.
Maybe another action movie?
Who knows?
said it was